A person with knowledge of the talks said GM was reluctant to reopen the Lordstown plant, but it was willing to discuss building a new battery factory in that area of Ohio as it shifts to electric vehicles. GM has also expressed willingness to keep open a car plant in Detroit that had been targeted for closure, this person said. The strike will immediately halt production in the United States, and a prolonged stoppage could affect GM's Canadian and Mexican operations, crimping its bottom line and the fortunes of thousands of its parts suppliers. GM operates 12 vehicle assembly factories in the United States and 22 parts plants. Workers at 12 parts distribution centers and 2 engineering locations are also represented by the UAW. Just under half of GM's unionized locations are in Michigan. The rest are in 6 other states: Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and New York. The company has enough inventory on dealer lots to last 77 days at the current rate of sales, according to Cox Automotive. A long shutdown could prove painful for union members who would have to get by on strike pay of $250 a week while out of work. Any hit to the GM's North American profits would also lower the annual profit-sharing checks union members receive each March. Those checks have averaged $11,000 over the last 3 years. Workers will feel it immediately because if they move to strike pay, that's miserable, said Kristen Dysak, Vice President for Industry, Labor, and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The union may also be wary of depleting its strike fund. It is delaying talks with Ford and Fiat Chrysler while focusing on GM, a standard practice in the every 4-year talks between the UAW and the Detroit automakers. The auto industry has been transformed over the last 30 years as foreign automakers have built their own non-union factories in the United States, employing tens of thousands, and taken market share from Detroit's Big Three.